Welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Wickenhauser, and I have a topic today that I think we can all probably relate to, because sometimes it feels like, if you're anything like me, you are going from one thing to another thing. Maybe you're in a busy season. Maybe life is just crazy. And somehow, just somehow, your car ends up in another drive-through lane. Maybe you've been chauffeuring all evening and you've just kind of had enough. Or maybe your kid forgets their project, so you lose some time for when you were going to cook dinner because you had to run to the school. Or maybe your kid is sick, so you found yourself snuggling instead of doing chores, which is something you should totally do. But seriously, it's like sometimes my car just zooms into the Chick-fil-A drive-thru like a magnet. And some nights I'm okay with that. Like, it's just what's going to happen. But maybe you want to change that culture for frequent drive-thru visits and have a plan B, or actually, you know, instead of a plan B, make it a non-negotiable plan A for all nights, for the most part, saying we just eat at home. If that's you, I'm going to share some of what I have been doing lately. Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. Before we dive in today, I want to give you a little pep talk, especially if you're the woman who feels like she is constantly thinking about her weight all the time. I had a conversation this week with a new student, and I wonder if you can relate to her story. Like this fit mom, maybe you feel discouraged by all the wasted thoughts. If we could open up space in your mind and in your way of thinking to just be healthy, if it was just who you were without the constant battle, then life would feel so free. You could stop hiding in pictures, avoiding social situations, and feeling worried about how you look in pictures. There's that tension there because you know that there is freedom on the other side. But maybe you're just so frustrated with how to get there. I want to encourage you to keep pressing in. I want to encourage you that you do not have to just live with the battle with the scale. I, of course, 100% advocate for you to invite God into this journey, to learn with us inside of Fit Moms Accelerator how to invite God into the weight loss journey, how to stop emotionally eating and understand your thought errors, gain clarity around all the mind drama, and heal to walk in all that God created you to be. I know that all these things are absolutely pivotal. And also, it's important to remember that one of the greatest things you can do to gain clarity around what to eat is to figure out how to do this without counting things by eating real food. We can do all sorts of inner work and forget the practical. Eating can be so simple, mama. This episode is real food focused, and talking about how food is medicine is one of my very favorite topics in the world. Eating the food that God created, most of the time, it's your ticket to freedom from decision fatigue, from fad diets, from counting things. We have to do the inner heart and mindset work to get you to the point where you want to do this and that you believe that it's actually possible. But take heart today. Food is simple, weight loss can be so simple, and you can do it far quicker than you think when you do it the Fit Moms way. Does this sound like exactly what you're looking for? Go hop into Fit Moms Accelerator today. This is our 10-week weight loss boot camp where you get access to the entire course that walks you through kingdom-minded weight loss, plus you get a monthly coaching call, a like-minded community for support and accountability, and the step-by-step process that we talk about every week on the podcast for how to lose weight for the last time. Hop over to www.kelseywickenhauser.com/join to get started for as little as $97 today. I cannot wait to get to know you. P.S. We have a bi-monthly Real Food Reset that we do as a community every other month, and we start next week. So you'll hop in to the accelerator and you'll get to be a part of the reset when you join. I'll see you inside. All right, so we've established that we all are busy and we all have the temptation at times, I would argue, to make a plan B for dinner, to end up in the drive-thru and then probably have a sense of regret later that you're not meeting your weight loss goals or you're feeling crummy and you wasted money. So let's talk through some easy meals for moms that are busy that are quick and healthy, so that you can just have that mindset that this is just what I'm going to do. And I think I want to touch on this mindset shift first. If you really want to lose weight and you really want to make change, lasting change, where becoming a fit mom is just a part of your identity, then in many situations, you have to come to terms that there is no plan B. There is no opportunity to fail because I'm going to do what it takes to get to my goal. And if that means skipping the drive-thru, then I'm going to do it. And so I think that when you're in those situations, when it can be overwhelming or it can feel like, well, it would just be easier to drive through your favorite restaurant or to, just have something quick that doesn't serve your body, we have to get into that mindset that I don't do that anymore. You know, that's just not a part of me. And it doesn't have to be forever 100%, right? But it does have to be a mindset shift that this is more of the exception than the rule. I'm just not a fast food eater anymore, okay? So if anything, the plan B that's a backup meal should be a backup meal of something that you have at home. Again, in most situations. And there is no shame. Again, we make our trips to Chick-fil-A. That's our fast food restaurant of choice. Every now and then when, you know, we're out running errands and we live 30 minutes from town. So if we're out and we can't make it home in time, sometimes if I haven't planned ahead, then it's just a reality of the situation. But I know, again, for many of the students that I work with, this has become a habit or just a part of your routine. And so if you're trying to break that, then keep listening. So there's also this mindset shift that whatever you make quickly at home, it's going to save you money and it's going to likely be healthier than pretty much anything that you can get in the drive-thru. And most of the time, if you're being honest, it's probably going to taste better in a sense of like getting your taste buds aligned with eating real food regularly. Remember that every time you're eating processed foods, especially if you're doing this consistently, your taste buds will change and start to crave those foods more. And so that's another reason why we really want processed, drive-through food to be the exception, because we don't want that to be what we consider to be like the foods that we crave. So there also is no shame, okay? So I just want you to hear this and think, okay, how can I become 1% better? How can I make some changes for my family and start to change the norm for myself and for my family? So I thought it would be fun today to just tell you some of what I've been cooking lately and some of the things that I've been doing at home with food so that I am not in the drive-thru line and I have plenty of options at home, even on those nights when it seems like cooking is the last thing that I want to do. So the first meal that I have been eating lately that has been really easy has been chicken. And specifically what I'll do is I'll get the chicken breasts that are already sliced and then I will cut them up a little bit more so they cook quickly on the stovetop. And I am loving putting on the Epicure Everything Bagel seasoning and the cheesy fry seasoning. So I put both of those on there and then I flip the chicken on the stove. It's done in about 10 minutes. I have recently paired the protein with green beans, and I bought a whole bag of fresh green beans. I put them in the Instant Pot. You can put them on your trivet, and all you have to cook them for is a minute, because the time that the pressure builds up inside, and then it just cooks very little. And then you'll have to look up the directions. I think I did a natural release for maybe 10 minutes or so. And with warm-up time, I think it ended up being, 15, 20 minutes. And you can decide, do I want to put the chicken over a bed of lettuce? You can make a chicken salad. For my kids, I made some macaroni and cheese and paired it with the green beans and chicken. And again, this meal is really simple. So if you have 20 minutes, you can totally make this work, or pair it with whatever vegetables you have. You don't have to have green beans. The next meal that you've probably heard me talk about, but again, there's no shame in my game to have a frozen pizza. I'm a fan of Aldi's Home Run In. I will get that out, put it on my little pizzazz, and then I pair it with all the different vegetables that I have in my fridge. And I feel like it's better than going out to eat, especially from a nutrition standpoint, because normally if you go out to eat pizza, you're going to eat a lot of pizza, right? Maybe you order a salad, but most of the time, at least where I live, the salad is like iceberg lettuce with a few carrots and radishes and a bunch of ranch, and it's not even a good salad. So we pair our pizza with a very colorful plate. We add a little bit of pizza with veggies and fruit, and everyone's happy because, your kids, they can have their pizza and you're happy because they're getting a lot of real food in as well. It's not perfect, but I'm not expecting anybody to eat perfectly. And the nice thing is what I'll do is I'll put the pizza on, I'll be chopping up some vegetables for their sides, and I'll have the kids go clean up the house while the pizza cooks or get their bags ready for the next day. And so you can kind of see it, your kids aren't going to starve if they have to wait for 20 minutes for their food to cook. And so use that time to do something else while the food is cooking. Have them, go clean their room or fold their laundry or whatever that is, and just see that as, okay, we're going to use this time wisely. You're not going to sit around and watch TV. We're going to get some things done. Okay, my next idea for those busy nights to stick with healthy meals is to get that frozen meat out of the freezer that you already prepped, hopefully, and pair it with a bag of frozen vegetables. This is your friendly reminder that you need to have food in your freezer ready to go for those busy days. Do not set yourself up to fail. So often we hit seasons of illness or grief or busyness unexpected. And if you don't have some food set aside, it can be really hard. And so I think you're setting yourself up in the right direction to have food prepared. It can sit in your freezer for several months. And if you know that, you're going to have a busy day, then just set it out, get it in the fridge so it starts to thaw. And then again, dinner's ready in less than 20 minutes. The next meal that is often a go-to for us, and we've been doing this a little bit more recently, is to create an omelet bar. So you get to choose your own insides for the omelet. And if you have older kids, you can have them help chop up what you're making. So maybe tomatoes, avocados, maybe you're cutting up onions, maybe you want some meat inside of your omelet, other vegetables, whatever that is. Get everybody involved, especially if they're older, so that it goes more quickly. Everybody can take a bowl and throw what they want inside of the omelet, and then you can make them. Now, sometimes on busy nights, everybody might not be sitting at the table perfectly together. I mean, that's of course an ideal for many of us who want to have that culture of eating dinner together, but sometimes it doesn't happen. And so maybe you have a kid doing homework, you make the first kid's omelet, maybe your teenager makes his or her own omelet. You get the idea. They're not all ready at the same time, and that's okay. So that is another really simple idea that is cheap and can be very healthy. Number five, we probably do this, at least once a week, sometimes twice, where we just say we're having smorgasbord for dinner. And my kids know that that means mom is not making anything special. It takes the pressure off from having a perfect meal to just eat whatever we have in whatever combination, and it's going to be fine. So it's okay to have an imperfectly healthy-ish meal. I have talked to so many moms, and maybe your mom was an amazing cook, or maybe you came from a family that really valued having like a meat and a vegetable and a potato, and it wasn't a meal unless you had all the pieces. Well, I am releasing you from that, And the way that I see it is that I seek out some sort of protein. So my kids aren't hungry in an hour and they're getting the protein that they need. So sometimes they have yogurt and fruit and granola for dinner, and that's okay. And sometimes they have toast with peanut butter and banana and a side of some random vegetables and some pieces of cheese. And they're just used to this and nobody's complaining. It's like, okay, whatever. This is just food on the table and it's fine. Leftovers. You can have leftovers. You can have them after a couple days. Nobody's going to die. So that is hopefully some freedom for you as well. I always have chickpeas in my pantry. And last night, actually, I was heading out to a Bible study. So I rinsed some chickpeas. I put on the Epicure ranch seasoning. I added a little bit of olive oil for the dressing, and then whatever seeds I had in my pantry, some pumpkin seeds, some sesame seeds, chia seeds, and that was dinner. And it was delicious, honestly. But there is no pressure for you to have a perfect meal, okay? You can pick up a rotisserie chicken on your way home and pair it with whatever greens you have. Maybe you have some salad kits in your fridge. But you can do it, Mama. I hope that you hear all this and say, okay, I can stick to my plan. And know that I can have these fast, simple, no-pressure meals at home. So now I'm curious what ideas you have. Pop over to the Kingdom Fit Moms Facebook group and share with us what are your go-to meals that are quick and healthy and help you to avoid the drive-through dinner deal for your family. And if you are ready to join us to lose weight simply with real food meals and mindset shifts like you've learned in today's podcast, go sign up today to join us inside of Fit Moms Accelerator, the number one course and community for kingdom-minded weight loss. I will see you soon. Hey, Fit Mom, if this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.